Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Astros win again last night. They're just unbeatable at home. They're unbelievable at Minute Maid Park. All the more reason why you got to get that home field advantage in the ALCS and in the World Series. Hasn't always been the case. The year the Astros won the World Series, I want to say they were almost as good, maybe better, a road team. They've been flip-flop. Yeah, they've been a great team, obviously, the last 2 years. They won 103 games and 104 games, I think, were the totals. But they have been much better than a team of their total. You know, they've been much better on the road than a team with their win total should be, and not quite as good at home the last few years. This year, they're unstoppable in Minute Maid Park.
Well, let's see. Last year, there was all kind of conspiracy theory about the batter's eye being up behind, and then remember the Bud Light zone?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Whatever the Budweiser zone is out there, the TV up there that you might be able to
Torchy's tacos
see,
out there.
See the signs and whatnot. Yeah. The problem is the video resolution on everything has gotten way too good.
Yeah,
and that's where. So when you go to play the Red Sox, of course, that's where you have to be really on guard because they're awesome at spying. That's why Maldonado gets all
they're
crossed
the best.
Up because you got to change all your signs and everything.
They're the best.
So which I say to tell you. You need home field advantage. As much as anybody might try to tell you, like, in any given year, it doesn't matter that much. And, hey, the Astros won the World Series without it. I'm just saying. I'm not looking at any specific team or anything, but teams have gotten pretty good at cheating. And it would make sense that they're better at cheating on their home field.
So they need home field advantage because teams are going to cheat against them.
At their own place.
Their home field.
Yeah, not us here, of course. God, no.
Why would we do that? No. It's the opposite here. Here, our computer systems get hacked by the nefarious St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
We're victims here in Houston.
Victims, to be sure.
Down-home folksy people here.
So you got to have a home field.
Home field so that people don't cheat. So they win again last night, and Garrett Cole did not have his best game. He did strike out. What did he wind up striking out? 14? I lost track at 14.
I think he struck out 14.
Yeah, I lost track at 14.
He's had a 1.8 ERA since May 27th. So anytime he isn't just awesome out there, you feel a little bit like, what happened to my hero?
Yeah, he actually left the game trailing, which has been a rarity because I think he's been 11 in his last 11 decisions he'd won up until last night. He was a no decision last night because immediately, as they did all night, the Astros fell behind 3-0. They come back and tie it at 3. They fall behind 4-3. And then they come back and they take a lead in the eighth inning. Garrett Cole said, pretty cool to be on a team that just keeps coming back every time you fall behind.
When you play good teams, like, you're not going to be able to be perfect, especially when they put good swings on good pitches. And so for us to answer back and to, like, keep the pressure on as we get deeper into the game is what we need to do. And we need to continue to just try to grind through that. Because we played a really quality baseball game all around tonight.
All right, day game today. I believe Zach Greinke on the hill. If you're going out to the yard today, they'll go for the sweep against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, I can't do it. Are you going? Are you going to this one?
No, I'm not going to this one. My plans got canceled. Yeah.
What time does it start up?
1:10, I think.
Oh, I can't do that for sure.
You could go watch the first few innings.
Two innings. Yeah, but I'm doing 4 hours of radio in the morning, then I do the pregame show.
Yeah.
Then I watch the game. Listen, everybody, I never complain about my job at all, except the fourth preseason game. This is work.
Today's the
day.
This
is work staying up late to watch the fourth preseason game when I'm there in the fourth quarter taking notes. That's the only time.
You want to come make the post game a triple threat with me and
God,
Clint?
No. Okay. This is the only time all year that it feels like work. That 3 hours during
game.
The fourth preseason game.
Watching Albert Huggins out there just owning guys
on
the
fourth
string.
That'll be fun. Yeah. Give me some Albert Huggins.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. The bullpen. or what remains of it.
Yeah. Peacock. Our joy with this Astros win last night lasted 38 seconds.
Peacock's going back to the IL. His velocity is not
returned. That's a
problem. It's a big problem. Presley had knee surgery. Like, am I supposed to feel good about the fact that it was minor knee surgery?
Yes.
And
right
Presley
now,
might be back in
late
September.
To at least try to convince yourself that it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it hurts.
I'm not saying you can be successful. Well, and Seth, to me, as big a problem, maybe not as big a problem, because Peacock might be done for the year. Presley, like you just said, he should be back. We'll see. Roberto Osuna comes in last night, and he giles it again. Comes in with an 8-4 lead, and I give up a couple runs. I give up a home run. Oh, he struck out two guys. I'm most concerned about the bullpen. Within that whole framework, though, I'm most concerned. Forget about Peacock and Presley being banged up. I'm most concerned that this closer looks almost a carbon copy of what Ken Giles started to look like heading into October of 2017. And that might have been the greatest managing job that A.J. Hinch did in his entire tenure as the Astros manager. He's been here since 2015. His greatest work might have been how he mastered that bullpen juggling in 2017. And he's going to be forced to do it again. And he don't have Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton to go to this time
around.
Well,
and I think for all of A.J. Hinch's niceness and whatnot and his rapport with the players, he definitely doesn't worry about people's feelings when it comes to making decisions in the postseason.
At all.
He's going to put people out there and do whatever the hell they think they're going to do. You know, and I've talked to a couple guys about that where there's times when they're superhuman, and then there's times where they're like everything people say the Astros are for a good reason. They do they end up making the cold and calculating decisions. And on the defensive side of things, or I guess with the position players, I think we might end up seeing it with Kyle Tucker and Josh Reddick. As much as you love Josh Reddick, as much as he's starting to have a resurgence, they got to mess around with Kyle Tucker. They're going to mess around with Kyle Tucker and see what he can do. Likewise with the pitching, it's a matter of how are you going to juggle these guys around and find the right matchups when you've got limited options. And I think two things have to happen. One, for the Astros to win the World Series this year, I don't think you're going to be able to have the lulls that the offense did in 2017. I don't think you're going to be able to weather some of those storms just because
of who the teams are that are because of what the Yankees and the Dodgers look like.
Yankees and the Dodgers look like, and because if your starting pitchers can't make it deep into a game, you really don't feel great about your other options.
No,
like you don't have a Charlie Morton. And you don't have a Lance McCullers that can go in and be relievers
now. For three or four innings.
Right. You're looking at your fourth and fifth pitchers. When those guys have to go in as relievers, you don't feel like, oh, wow, I'm sending this stud in to do it.
The guys that would theoretically be playing the role of McCullers and Morton in 2017, the guys who would be playing that role this year would be Wade Miley and Aaron Sanchez.
Yeah.
They're just not as good as Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton.
We have no idea what Sanchez is because, look, he had some rough times before he was traded here, and then we saw some really good stuff, and then you could say it's injury-related after that. But between injuries and his actual up-and-down performance throughout the year, I have no idea what to expect from him. Same thing with Josh James. So Josh James will do his third rehab appearance here in a couple nights. First two haven't been all that great. And, you know, even when Josh James was healthy, very inconsistent. So this is what you wanted, though, Sean. You wanted the drama, did you not? You wanted
me personally.
Yeah, you wanted the drama.
Yeah, I did.
And we're not going to really see a whole ton of drama until we get to the playoffs.
No,
this is what you should be stressed out about going into the playoffs.
Well, my biggest concerns. I'll say this: we Lord knows we talk about the offensive line of the Texans, the left tackle position, Matt Khalil. We've spent plenty of time over the last few days hand wringing over what's going to happen with this Clowney situation. Is Bill O'Brien going to get this thing right? My biggest concern in Houston sports right now, Seth, beyond those things with the Texans, mostly because I feel like the Astros are a team that is on paper the chalk to win the championship in their sport. My biggest concern in Houston sports right now is the back end of the Astros bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the setup in Presley having knee surgery. It's the inconsistency of Roberto Osuna. It's Brad Peacock, who is sort of going to be your Swiss Army knife. You know, that's who would have been the McCullers or Morton of this postseason coming up would have been Brad Peacock, who spent the pre-injury months of this season in the starting rotation, and before he got hurt, pitching really, really well. Until he started to get banged up, Brad Peacock was pitching really well for this team. That's my biggest concern. I'm trying to rack my brain to see what else is on the list.
The other thing, too, as far as Osuna goes, look, I know he had that rough stretch, but that rough stretch was going back to, let's say, what? Yeah, it was just the beginning of this month, wasn't it? Because he went seven appearances without letting up any runs. But early August, you're a little bit more nervous about him. I'm not as nervous about him when you invoked Giles, that freaked me out a little bit. I don't feel like he's an emotional basket case the way Giles is.
I'm just talking about statistically and kind of how it looks on the mound. And I'll bring up an example of an appearance where you're looking at the game log now.
Right. This looks okay. I know he doesn't come in and just freaking feel like, oh, it's the Night King.
Yeah.
Shut everything down.
right. Yeah. He came into that Tigers game where Biagini almost coughed up the lead.
Yeah.
He promptly walks a guy on four pitches and gives up a fly ball that Josh Reddick had to lean up against the fence to keep from tying the game. So I get the statistic part of it, but just the eye test, I guess.
You don't feel like when he comes in that they're playing Enter Sandman.
No,
it's lights out.
Yeah. Like Will Harris, all of a sudden, is one of the most crucial X factors for the Astros heading into September. And he looked good last night. I'll say that. Will Harris looked good last night.
McHugh also.
Yeah. So what else is on the list of concerns? Astros bullpen, Texans left tackle. Those are probably the big two now.
Texans left tackle. I'm starting to get into a steady state of panic about the offensive line. There have been too many injuries, and I feel good about the future of the offensive line. I really like Titus Howard and Max Sharping for the future. I don't know how I feel about them 9 days from now, 10 days from now.
Yeah.
11 days? 11 days from now. I don't know how I feel about them in New Orleans, and especially after some of the bad snaps that Max Sharping had. I really like him. I like him for his potential, but he's very, very young, and he's very raw, and you're going to see times where both of those guys get exposed for being the rookies that they are.
Yeah, Howard and Sharping. We're talking about biggest concerns in Houston sports right now, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. So if the offensive line is, what, like a 9 or a 10 for you right now? What's your concern level over the flat organizational structure botching the clowny thing?
I don't even know how to quantify it. I don't know where I am with it. I feel so lost. I feel like a kid who's like, I'm trying to remember. Let me think back when I was 4 years old and my parents were going to get divorced. And you don't know what's going on. You just know that like, oh, wow, we've been at grandma's a long time. I feel a little bit like that. I feel like I don't know what's going on. Yeah, like I feel like I'm living at grandma's house and I don't know why. And it seems like something's not right, but I can't place my finger on it because I'm just a simple child.
5.5, 6, somewhere in there?
I'd say more like 7 or 8.
7 or 8?
They got to figure something out. I don't, look, and I'm sorry, I think O'Brien's a really, really bright guy. Until I see evidence that he knows what he's doing as a GM or that he's competent as a GM, I'm going to be really nervous about it because it's an extreme situation.
Nobody else
does this other than the Patriots. So
yes.
It makes me nervous.
The Texans running back position.
I don't feel as bad about that.
No?
I feel like running backs, they're not a dime a dozen. People make that up too much. But I feel good about Duke Johnson. This is one thing I'll say about Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien, when pressed to do so out of circumstance, becomes all of a sudden more innovative than people think he is.
End of the 2014 season, end of the 2015 season with backup quarterbacks, the first 6 games of Deshaun Watson's career.
It kind of takes him out of his comfort zone. Let me tell you this. There's this great music producer. He's worked with the Stones. He's worked with like a bunch of different musicians. Can't think of his name. But one of the things he does when he's recording with them is he does things to make them extremely uncomfortable. Mm. Because when you do that, like he'll make them play the different instruments. Like he'll play like, all right, Mick, you're playing guitar and Keith, you're doing lead on this song, even though that's not the way you thought it was.
Right.
Like, and when you do that, when you make people uncomfortable, all of a sudden creativity abounds. Because you have to. You're like, you become,
your body goes into a survival mode.
Yeah, it kind of goes in. It goes into innovate mode. So I think with O'Brien, maybe that's it a little bit. He gets, his natural tendency is to be like, all right, well, we're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
And we'll punt on fourth down. Yeah. Where maybe this might be the thing that sparks some innovation.
I think it's appropriate to bring this up on the heels of Gerrit Cole striking out 14. What is your concern level over the Astros re-signing Gerrit Cole?
I'm not that concerned about it just because I feel like they'll find another Gerrit Cole. Remember when they traded for Gerrit Cole and you just knew he was going to be a Cy Young candidate?
Right, that's true.
No. Hey, remember when they signed Charlie Morton, how excited you were because you knew he was going to be a World Series hero? No, you didn't know that.
They signed Wade Miley to a one-year, $4 million deal and you knew he'd become a double-digit win guy?
For me, it's like if pitchers were corn, well, I love corn and I feel like I've got an endless amount of seeds to put in the field. Okay. And that's what the Astros organization is. They've got pitching seeds. They're like Johnny Appleseeds of pitchers. They just go out and they plant a seed and they grow them up.
Rockets, Harden, and Westbrook sharing of the basketball.
It's going to be fine in the regular season.
So you're concerned
it's gonna be awesome
like
in the
a
regular
two?
Season. Yeah, no, yeah. Both those guys can carry a team by themselves when they need to, and you can just swap that out all regular season long.
Can you imagine?
You manage minutes. It's just a matter of what you do when you get to the playoffs.
How great would it be if the minutes who are on the floor together, they were just completely at odds, so the two of them wound up each playing 24 minutes a game?
What if they...
like, without each other on the floor?
What if they...
How beautiful would that be?
What if they're co-MVPs? Wouldn't that just make the universe right? If it would be like, and Harden does it on an historical streak
so
of triple
nice.
Doubles, and Westbrook like hey takes more free throws than anybody else in the league. It like would just swap everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.